This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched several development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh to provide seamless connectivity in the city ahead of the Mahakumbh next year. The Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from the 13th of January to the 26th of February at Prayagraj. The Lok Sabha began a two-day special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The Indian Constitution paves the way for nation building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life." He said the constitution is the expression of the country's civilizational values. The minister said the constitution created by the Constituent Assembly was not just an official document, but it was an expression of the will of the people. The nation is paying tributes to the brave hearts who sacrificed their lives defending the parliament during a terrorist attack on the day in 2001. Remembering the martyrs, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country remains eternally grateful to them for their courage and selfless service. Border houses also paid tributes to the martyrs of the 2001 Parliament attack. Members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha observed silence as a mark of respect to the brave security personnel. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that it is the expectation of India that Bangladesh in its own interest will take measures so that the minorities are safe in this country. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Jaishankar said the treatment method and multiple attacks on minorities in Bangladesh has been a source of concern. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need to scale up defense and security cooperation with the UAE for mutual benefit. In his opening remarks at the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting with the UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said that India and the UAE share a common interest in preserving and promoting the stability, security and prosperity of their regions. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that the government has taken several steps for infrastructure development in the country in the last 10 years. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister said record budget allocations were made to improve the infrastructure, resulting in massive coverage of road, railways and aviation infrastructure in the northeastern states. Union Civil Aviation Minister K.R. Ramohan Naidu has said that the government will soon be launching the Uran Yatri Cafe for passengers travelling through the Uran scheme at the airports. The minister was speaking after unveiling the official centenary celebrations logo on the completion of 100 years of Kolkata's Netaji Subhas Chandra Bose International Airport in New Delhi today. The centre said 18,854 crore rupees has been disbursed among 3.64 crore beneficiaries of Prime Minister Matru Vandana Yojana since the inception of the scheme in 2017. Replying to a question in Lok Sabha on Friday, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi informed that the government has started several initiatives for paperless registration of beneficiaries under the scheme. She further added that for hassle-free registration, a mobile application has been launched along the facilities available with Anganwadi and Asha workers. The union minister added that the assistance is being provided via a direct benefit transfer to beneficiaries and 6,000 rupees given to pregnant women for institutional delivery. She also informed that in case of second issuance of birth of a girl child, the monetary help of 6,000 rupees is also provided with compliance of the rider. She said that the scheme is meant for pregnant women and lactating mothers of deprived classes. In Tamil Nadu, normal life has been disrupted to heavy rains in several parts of the state. Educational institutions have been closed for the day in several districts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.